This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Large industrial plants have big carbon footprints. The number one greenhouse gas polluter in the country is here in Alabama, according to the most recent data available from the Environmental Protection Agency. Emissions from the coal-fired Miller Power Plant have the same climate impact as 4 million cars on the road. But as WBHM's Gigi Duban reports, many residents near the plant don't seem concerned.
If you're driving around the town of West Jefferson looking for a place to eat, you won't find much. On a recent afternoon, one restaurant came up in the search on my phone, Alabama Rose. My GPS leads me up a long gravel driveway where 78-year-old Arthur Graves lives. He pops open a beer and shows me what's left of the restaurant.
Had a steam table here, and that was the kitchen back there where the chimney is.
The restaurant burned down a couple years ago. 3 decades ago, Graves bought it and the house next door on his salary from Alabama Power, which owns the Miller Power Plant. It's 3 miles away across the Warrior River. Graves retired as a boiler operator, making $20 an hour. It was a good way to make a living, he says. And in West Jefferson?
It was the only option, really, unless you wanted to fish and hunt for a living.
Graves' son and nephew work for the power plant, which might explain why, before I turned on my recorder, he asked whether our conversation would get the Miller plant in trouble.
I draw a pension from the power company, and my relatives and I and others depend. We would not want to see the power company in trouble.
A recent report from the Center for Public Integrity showed Miller to be the top polluter for greenhouse gas emissions in the country. 19 million metric tons a year. That's based on the company's own data that they're required to file annually with the EPA. Jamie Smith Hopkins is a reporter with the Center for Public Integrity, which analyzed the EPA data. She says people care about things that affect their jobs or their health now, not the long-term consequences of carbon emissions.
It's not something that you know, you can necessarily see in the same way that you can see the economic impact, which is, you know, really important on a day-to-day basis.
Industrial sites that emit greenhouse gases tend to also put out other types of air pollution. Federal regulations have prompted Alabama Power to curb some of those toxic emissions. Michael Schneiderman is a spokesman for Alabama Power.
At Plant Miller, we've made close to $1.4 billion in investments related to meeting environmental regulations.
Those regulations cover traditional emissions, which the plant has reduced significantly over the past decade. But when it comes to carbon emissions, there are no rules.
And one thing you don't want to do is spend tens of millions or hundreds of millions or more trying to essentially meet a target that does not exist.
Climate change isn't something that worries people I spoke with in West Jefferson. Take Bobby Beckman. He owns the West Jefferson convenience store. He says climate change is a myth.
You know, if something does happen to this planet, I won't be around to see it.
Beckman says his business thrives on plant workers who come in daily to buy food and beer and cigarettes. He also rents furnished units for outside contractors who work at Miller. He lives 3 minutes from the Miller plant, and he says he has no health issues.
There's a dust issue, but, you know, you've got a lot of things that contribute to that. You know, you do have Miller steam plant. You have railroad tracks not far from here. You have coal trucks running up and down the road.
But he says that's okay. Everybody's got to make a living somehow. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.